This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So, about China and its stock market, the proximate cause of all the ups and downs the past week or so. The Shanghai Composite dropped another 7.6% today, even as interest rates were cut over there for the fifth time since November, by the way, which did absolutely nothing to calm fears about a slowing economy or the Chinese government's ability to handle said economy. But hang on a second, all right? Because as Marketplace's Sabri Benishul reports, there are some things you need to know about the Chinese market.
We might as well start at the beginning of China's stock market.
When they created the market 25 years ago, they just thought, oh, look, Western economies have stock markets. We should have a stock market.
Scott Kennedy is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. But the stock market they created was kind of a pretend stock market.
The purpose of China's stock market is to raise capital for state-owned enterprises and other privileged companies.
The purpose was not, as it is elsewhere, to let buyers and sellers freely assess the health of companies. And the government has managed the stock market accordingly. For example, last year it told people to go invest in the stock market, says Alan Robinson, vice president at RBC Wealth Management.
Investors thought that they were getting a free ride from the government.
When officials then said they were going to take their hands off the market, people lost confidence.
And that has caused the meltdown that we've seen over the last few sessions.
And when things started going bad, that's when the Communist Party's gloves really came off. They started buying stocks to prop up the market.
The parallel would be if the U.S. Treasury or the Federal Reserve stepped in to purchase the stocks of IBM or of Apple.
Matthew Slaughter is dean of the Tuck School of Business, and the government did not stop there. It prohibited selling until the market reached a certain level and literally threatened to arrest people who were shorting stocks.
The broader problem the Chinese government has created with these interventions is setting the expectations that stock prices can go and should go only up.
Now, despite all of this, China's stock markets have potential. Jennifer Carpenter is associate professor of finance at the Stern School.
We find that against all odds, China's stock prices are surprisingly informative about future corporate earnings.
Otherwise put, China's stock market can be a real stock market if the government would just let it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.